Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for living in a country that has such a heritage in regards to Thanksgiving and a national holiday. It's my favorite holiday that we have, that our nation acknowledges and celebrates. It's I think it's a very scriptural holiday, and as you and I know, as the children of God, we are called to be thankful people. I was in preparing for the service tonight and just asking the Lord about what to bring. He laid this upon my heart, an epistle to one of the churches to us that kind of has it's kind of a rapid fire, if you will, mention about Thanksgiving. It's to the Church of Colossae. And so if you just want to follow along with me real quick, just listen to what these verses say, what our Lord says to us. And going forward, may we remember, of course, the Bible has a lot to say about Thanksgiving, but this book has several all within it. In Colossians chapter 1, verse number 12, giving thanks, and it's in the middle of the sentence, so it's a rather long sentence, but this thought, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You know, that's a mouthful, isn't it, as far as describing what the Lord has done for us. Giving thanks unto the Father. Why? He's made us suitable, meet. He's made us a match, a fit by Christ. We're not oddballs pushed into a place or a position, or we're not unequipped or not dealt with, namely our sin, but through Christ we've been made meet, suitable. Have been made us meet to be partakers of what? The inheritance of the saints in light. And a great inheritance. And in the light of the Lord. Partaker of that inheritance now, a partaker of that inheritance to come. Chapter 2, verse number 7. Again, it's kind of just a kind of a rapid fire, several points here within Colossians. Chapter 2, verse number 7, speaking about how we should be. Let's read verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. And how is that? By faith. Walk by faith. Rooted and builded up in him. So rooted, salvation, edifying, built up in him, established in the faith in him, as ye have been taught, abounding therein, in this rooting, in this building up, in this establishment, in this teaching, abounding therein with thanksgiving. If, I tell you what, that's a stack of stuff that we have been blessed with, heaven, isn't it? I mean, it's a basket overflowing, rooted, saved by him, built up in him, growing up, maturing, being equipped, established in the faith, learning and growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. As you have been taught, we have the privilege of being taught. There are those that live in ignorance. No doubt, I believe, are saved, but just because of just the way it is with their life or their circumstance. You think about folks, you think about those that Brother Fayard is able to witness to on these ships. The word of salvation well may come to them, and from the word of God certainly they can learn, but they may never have any opportunity to be a part of one of the Lord's churches, wherein we learn more. And they are saved. They're just as saved as you and I, but we've been given a great blessing and privilege. As you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Chapter 3, verse number 15. And let the peace of God, we've touched on this recently, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let the peace of the Lord rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called to this peace, in one body, peace in the church, and be ye thankful. It's a wonderful and blessed thing to be, to have peace with our Lord and in our Lord, and to be solid in that for eternity. Now, you know, you and I know we get out of the way with our Lord, we sin against Him, that peace gets broken, it gets stretched, it'll diminish. When we repent and get right with the Lord, then that peace is at hand. As far as eternal peace and our sins, it's established and settled in Christ, isn't it? And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. We've, over this year, we've experienced a lot of trials. There's not a family that hadn't been touched with some kind of trial. A lot of health trials. Ongoing yet. Our elderly and seniors. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let it. We must go to our Lord for it, asking Him for it, to the which also you are called. We're called to peace here in the church in one body, and be ye thankful. Be a thankful people. Verse number 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts and to the Lord. I'm talking about our responsibility, and we preached on this chapter here recently. Verse 17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anything in word or deed, what we say, what we do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so let us not be a blasphemy or a slander to our Lord, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Thanks to God. God Almighty, the Trinity, the Father, okay, that person of the Godhead, by who? By Jesus. Thanks, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving unto our Lord for what He has done for us. Chapter 4. Continue in prayer, verse number 2. And watch in the same. So see, prayer is essential for you and I to take our burden, to give thanksgiving, to ask the Lord to help us, to have understanding of the application of the Word of God to our lives and to our hearts. Continue in prayer and watch in the same. Watch in prayer with thanksgiving. Our prayer unto the Lord should always be seasoned with thanksgiving. So here we have five verses in this book, all touching upon the thanksgiving and the thanks and the thankful heart that we are to have unto our Lord. And they're right there wrapped up with so many wondrous and eternal blessings that we have about which to be thankful. And so may we be a thankful people. It's easy to be thankful in the good times. And it's easy to be thankful in the good times. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help me. May we be thankful even in the difficult times on this flesh. And that's what it is. Because see, the Lord is working a good and wonderful plan in each and every one of our lives and together in us as a church. He's superintending all these things, even these things that we would never choose. He's superintending, and everything that comes about that He allows or He steers to us is for, He will use it for our growth if we would submit unto Him in it, and may we do so. As it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. I'm good in giving thanks in some things, but I'm still working on everything. That's just being honest. And may the Lord help us in everything to give thanks unto the Lord. He's working, even as rough as it may be. One thing that I'll go ahead and mention to you now, and you know, our presidents, or historically, our presidents have been, will make a presidential proclamation regarding Thanksgiving, and I don't know if you've read the presidential proclamation for Thanksgiving this year, but I just want to say that I'm thankful that presently, whether we agree with him completely, which we don't, but the many things we do agree with him and the things that he is pursuing and does, I'm thankful that we've got a president that will acknowledge the day for what it is. He doesn't twist it into something else, but he calls it a Thanksgiving unto our Creator. In his proclamation this year, he talks about the situation, what happened with the pilgrims. Doesn't deny it, but acknowledges it, and tells that it's a true thing, and refers to the providence of the Lord, God's divine providence. He speaks about what President George Washington declared in regards to a national day of Thanksgiving. And in him doing that, he's not deriding it, but he's thankful for it. He brings it out as a point in our history of blessing and a good thing. He speaks about what President Lincoln did and there following Gettysburg and those things, and whether you agree with Lincoln or not, he did acknowledge this of Thanksgiving. And the words that he used to praise our benefit Father who dwelleth in the heavens. You know, we might have a tendency to say, well, it's just feigned. Maybe it's feigned. Faked. I tell you what, I'd rather it be said being faked than not at all or denied. And because it's kind of, in thinking about that, and kind of like Paul said, he said, some of them are preaching the gospel to make it hard on me. Some are preaching the gospel out of spite. Some are preaching the gospel being charged up by this thing out of sincerity. Said, no matter how it's preached, I thank the Lord that it's preached. And so, you know, whether a man is sincere or not, he'll have to answer for that. But I'm glad to see from the president's office that such a statement is made. And then in this, he acknowledges our law enforcement and our military. And I'm thankful for that. And yes, in all of that, it's not perfect because people are not perfect and our world is not perfect, but he acknowledges them rather than beating them up and running them down. And I'm thankful where he writes here, as a nation, we owed a debt of gratitude to both of these who take an oath to safeguard us in our way of life. Remember, the law enforcement are the ministers of the Lord. That's what the scripture says. And so he calls on giving thanks to Almighty God. I rejoice to hear that come from the president's office, to ask him for protection and wisdom and for opportunities this Thanksgiving to share with others some measure of what we have so providentially received. And so he acknowledges that what we have is from the Lord. And so I'm thankful that that's the case this year, rather than having a president, a leader that just wants to tear down the day or make it something that it's not. And so praise the Lord for that.